You may have heard that pediatricians across the U.S. are increasingly writing prescriptions for kids to go outside and play. There's an obesity epidemic compounded over the last decade by kids living on social media instead of getting up and going out. Some doctors are handing out gym memberships. Here in Boston, there's a program called Outdoor RX, a partnership with the Appalachian Mountain Club. In Littleton, Colorado, a group of students at Columbine High School wanted to find out why teens are, in their words, apathetic to going outside. They did research and presented their findings to county commissioners. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, here's their story from Jenny Brundine of Colorado Public Radio.
Late-night bike rides, capture the flag in abandoned lots, activities outside were the staples of growing up for decades. A couple of teachers at Columbine High began noticing that kids aren't really going outside anymore. They decided to make it a student project. The goal? Empower students to make changes in their communities by collaborating with their county commission to get teens outside.
So in order to figure out how we were going to get teens outside, we first wanted to know why we weren't going outside.
Bradley DeGraff, a student at Columbine High, is part of one of the groups that recently presented the results from weeks of research and surveys of his peers about why teens don't go outside. Each team of researchers found common patterns.
Teens are overscheduled with piano lessons at this time and then coming home and homework for this time. Somewhere along the line, getting outside is being lost in the equation.
He says only 3% of students in health education classes he surveyed felt they were getting outside enough. Three quarters said they didn't have the time or motivation. But they said if someone organized an event geared towards getting them outside, they'd go. DeGraff's group's idea is to have an outdoor festival with local bands and food vendors.
The reason we feel that this event will work is because it's going to give teens a reason to want to go outside, because we don't want them just like being forced outside by their parents and whatnot. We want them to be making the choice to go outside.
The commissioners picked up on this theme, that teens feel they need a reason to go outside. The kids are at a loss for how to make their own fun. In an exchange with student Addison Thomas, Commissioner Donald Rozier struggles to understand how things changed so much from when he was young.
I mean, it took effort. We had to create an activity. We had to go and do. And are you seeing that it's just easier to stay inside with the technology versus going out and exploring and being active?
I know from personal experience, actually, that it's just so much easier to sit down and turn on the TV and grab a gaming controller and just sit there and play games.
Thomas says the survey also revealed that kids have low self-esteem when it comes to going outside.
They had problems with going outside, or the way that they looked, or the way that they felt, or the way that people treated them. And then any free time that they have is spent on technology. And so we found that the technology is just consuming their lives.
In Thomas's group's survey, 97% played video games. In a group of four students I interview later, Bella Connolly is the only one whose parents limit her screen time. She's happy about it. She says most parents restrict the wrong things, for example, outside exploration, but then letting them be online as much as they want. And she says it hurts kids.
They develop these awful habits through childhood, and then they get into adolescence and they're kind of set loose and they don't know what to do with themselves because they haven't been raised that way. And that is a horrible, horrible thing that has happened, and it needs to be stopped right now.
But how to address the problem? And perhaps the greatest irony, noted by all the commissioners, nearly every group wanted to address the problem with technology. Technology isn't going away, so the students say use it for good. Like Instagram photo contests of teens doing activities outside and sharing them with hashtags.
You can connect your Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, or just your email.
Other ideas, a teen website about where to go and what to do, like geocaching and slacklining, an app that maps trails all over the region. Other groups suggest contests where teens keep records of where they go. They check in at a park, for example, get points, and the more they rack up, they can earn prizes like hacky sacks and yoga mats. The last presentation of the morning ends with a video.
Our group just went out and we had one of the best times ever, and we just took a bunch of pictures and videos, and so here's our video.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall.
They roll the video with music. It's called Our Adventure. The students are by themselves in the foothills. They scramble over rocks, climb trees, do cartwheels. They build a makeshift exercise bar out of a tree branch, and they play pickup soccer. One kid even challenges himself to swing precariously on a tree branch from one side of a stream to the other. The kids are beyond happy. They're free and alive. The County Parks Department will meet with students several times this summer to start implementing some of the projects. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brandine in Colorado.
Well, it's even tougher for city kids to get out and play, although there are towns trying to strike deals with bike share programs so they can rent one without a credit card. Ideas for getting kids off social media and outside? Please let us know. Leave a comment with this story at hereandnow.org.